Hollywood may be the movie capital of the world, but when it comes to the number of films produced each year, India wins hands down. Bollywood, as the Bombay-based film industry is known, churns out more than 1,000 movies each year. That's several hundred more than Hollywood. The majority of the movies are easily forgotten song and dance numbers, but lately a few Indian films have received international acclaim. From Bombay, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Bollywood screenplays rarely stray from the tried and true. There is the love triangle plot, the revenge plot, and without fail, the happy ending. And no Bollywood film would be complete without music. Lots of music. At least five or six times per movie, the main characters suddenly and inexplicably break into song and dance. Watching a Bollywood film requires a serious suspension of disbelief. The actors might be in downtown Bombay one moment, and then whoosh, the next second they're prancing on a mountaintop in Switzerland. It also requires stamina. Most films last more than 3 hours. To an outsider, Bollywood films seem kitschy, even absurd. But film critic Chaitanya Padukone says the fact is the Bollywood formula works.
One of India's top filmmakers, the late Mr. Manmohan Desai, who made major blockbusters, he said, when I want my audiences to come in, I want them to leave their intelligence at home. I want them to have a roller coaster ride on my movie track. I just don't want them to think.
But lately, says Chaitanya, a few Bollywood directors have broken this unspoken rule. The recently released film Devdas is selling out all across India. Yes, there is plenty of singing and dancing, but this is not your typical Bollywood film. For one thing, there's no happy ending. The hero dies. The film, set in Calcutta in the 1930s and based on a classic novel, is a kind of Indian version of Romeo and Juliet. It is a grander, more ambitious production than anything that Bollywood has attempted before. Devdas cost more than $7 million to make. That may be espresso money for Hollywood, but for Bollywood, it is an unheard-of sum. Devdas is, in fact, the most expensive Indian film ever made. It was a big hit at the Cannes Film Festival, and comes soon after the release of another Indian success story.
You are not supposed to touch the ball!
Lagaan was the first Indian film to be nominated for an Academy Award since 1958. The film takes place in an Indian village in 1893. A sadistic English officer has imposed an oppressive tax on the villagers, but agrees to lift the tax if they beat the English team in cricket, a game that at the time was completely alien to the Indians. Lagaan failed to win the Oscar for Best Foreign Film this year, but film critic Chaitanya Padukone says it has nonetheless put Bollywood on the map.
People are now relating to Hindi films. They say, hey, we must check this out. You know, there's a lot of curiosity because people didn't know earlier. Most people who saw Lagaan, they said, oh, we didn't know Hindi films, Hindustani films are so interesting. So, you know, it has broken the ice.
Suddenly, India's filmmakers are eyeing an international market, and up-and-coming stars like actress Aarti Chabria have their sights firmly set on the bright lights of Hollywood.
Yeah, definitely. Of course, everyone wants to be recognized and appreciated. And why just Bollywood? Why just India? Why just Bombay, for that matter? They would like to get known America, abroad, east, west, all over.
It is these aspirations for a global stardom that lie at the heart of Andrew Lloyd Webber's new musical, Bombay Dreams.
A movie star must look the part. That's why it's called performing art. You have to work out every day. A camera's never far away.
The musical, currently playing on London's West End, is all about the hopes and often failed dreams of those who try to make it big in Bollywood. It will soon move to Broadway in New York, and there are other ways in which Bollywood is making its mark.
She is mine!
I only think to
The critically acclaimed film Moulin Rouge contains a healthy dose of Bollywood-style song and dance. Vinod Ananda is a successful Indian screenwriter and director.
It's a two-way street. It cannot be one way. Expression across the globe cannot be controlled at one level.
Ananda sees herself competing directly with Hollywood in what has become an increasingly global market for cinema. Indian filmgoers can now choose between a homegrown movie or a Hollywood blockbuster like Spider-Man. And Indian directors like Ananda, who think and write in English, also have access to an international market.
I know, for instance, that if I make a film in English in Bombay, which is a very normal thing for me to do because everybody in my world talks English. In fact, Hindi in my world sounds false, right? So when I make a film in English, I know there's a market for it. So I can go ahead and do what my sensibility is allowing me to do, is wanting me to do.
Ananda concedes that the pull of Hollywood is a powerful force. After the success of Lagaan, every Indian director, every actor, every makeup artist dreams of winning an Academy Award. Well, almost everyone.
See, I personally take great offense when somebody points out to me that now, finally, the world is beginning to take notice the existence of a nation of 1 billion people which has been manufacturing movies for almost 75 years now.
Mahesh Bhatt has produced and directed dozens of films. Sprawling on his office couch, cell phone glued to his ear, he says, in so many words, Oscar Schmosker.
Whether the world takes note of us or not, the fact is that we are the reality. We exist. We tell stories to each other. We celebrate them, we enjoy them. Whether the world finds those films worthwhile, I don't give a tinker's damn.
The current fascination with Indian cinema, says Bhatt, is a passing fad. The fickle film aficionados will inevitably move on to another genre. When they do, he says, there will still be a billion Indians ready and willing to soak up everything that Bollywood produces. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Bombay.